all around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette.
Oh, croissant, vous avez?
Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir.
French toast! French toast!
WACV, Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. More evacuations overnight due to wildfires in Northern California with wind gusts and dry conditions helping those fires spread. Firefighter Robert Nappy lost his house.
It's one thing to be on the helping side, and then once you're on the receiving side, it's a whole other set of emotions.
At least 23 people have died, with more bodies expected to be found and more than 3,500 homes and businesses destroyed. President Trump plans to do something about health care himself today, signing an executive order allowing more groups to buy cheaper plans across state lines.
He tells Fox's Sean Hannity it's going to cost the government nothing, and it's going to help much of the American population.
People say 30%, people say 25%, and some people say it could be 50%.
The new order means people can band together and buy insurance, and the executive order won't have to get approval from Congress.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Water park. I thought that would be okay. It's just water. I love to swim, but there are horrible nay-nay rides. There was a giant slide. It was 20 stories high. No elevator. You have to walk, which pissed me off. It's $35 to get in. Build an elevator. You should carry me up there. I'm in flip-flops and a Speedo, and I'm walking up this thing. And you walk up this slide and people yell at you if you don't walk fast enough. I'm in no mood for that. Listen, I will fart and you will disintegrate before you hit the ground. Do I look happy up here? I get to the top of the slide and it's not a slide and I have slid. When you slide, you go wee. This is not what happened. I went, That's not a slide, that's a drop. At no point did my ass touch slide. If you reach around and your ass is not touching slide, that's a free fall. You need a parachute or you're gonna die. I'm falling, I see my family walking up. It's not a slide! And I hit the water, oh God. Those people shouldn't have been there. I pop out of the water, I hear, where's my baby? Where's my baby? Like, I need this on my vacation. The next ride is called the giant tube. Now, it's a medium tube at best. And I found out when I get nervous, I swell. You see people come out of the tubes, they plop ever so gently. Ooh, plop, wee. This is not what happened to me. I built up pressure. I shot across the pool. You know, like in Free Willy, where Willy jumps over the kid? I cleared 7 kids. There were some tourists here from Japan. God bless them, I made their vacation. They thought it was a show. Oh, he's like a free weary. Free weary. Free weary. Oh, I have video of it. I'm flying across the pool. I dubbed the soundtrack from Free Willy into it. So you see me flying, you hear that Michael Jackson song from the movie? Hold me like the River Jordan, and I will then settle you and my
friend. Found a morning radio program where people say the darndest things. People like Greg Budell.
I love this job.
Jay Scott.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Emily Hayes.
Imbo the Nimbo.
Bailey the Wonder Dog.
Hey, how's your mom and them?
And Rich Thomas.
Eleanor Roosevelt, not a good-looking woman.
So get all your ducks in a row. It's time for 3 men and a lady.
I don't know how many people in the crowd saw, but it's one of those situations where you're looking for just the right word.
Nice beaver.
Oh, jeez. On that note, what's the weather like?
What did I just hear Rich Thomas say about Eleanor Roosevelt?
Not a good-looking woman.
It is 3 men and a lady as we start the show at 6:08.
I got a bad feeling about this.
So do I, but we'll try and get past this. Jay Scott's here, and Emily is on the way.
Get back! Yay!
First. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. With apologies to Eleanor Roosevelt fans everywhere. Lots of sunshine today, somewhat lower humidity, but work with me here. You're going to have to almost imagine it in your mind. High today around 87, so that's a little lower than yesterday's record high of 92. Tonight, mostly clear. Not quite as warm. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. Mainly dry. You know, not a zero rain chance, but about 10%. High tomorrow should be, I think, close to 90. Yeah, so much for that cool front yesterday. Upper 60s Friday night. Saturday, I think most of us are dry. I've got the rain chances under 20%. Mostly sunny with a high around 87, up to about 86 Sunday. Widely scattered storms, especially by evening, as a front approaches. This is the real deal front. So a chance of showers Sunday night into early, early Monday. Then breezy, much cooler, with nicer air coming in Monday. As the day gets longer, the air gets nicer. And we're in the 50s by Tuesday morning. Well, this morning, with clear skies, it's 71. I'm laughing because is the dew point lowered this morning? Well, yeah. Yesterday morning it was 72. This morning it's 67. Not exactly a Dear Diary moment. Winds northwest at 3 right now at 6:08. You know, I don't even think Troy King could help us out with this humidity, but If you do need a lawyer, I recommend the law offices of Troy King. Troy served as our attorney general for 7 years, did a great job, and was always protecting the people of Alabama. And now, as a practicing attorney right here, Troy is still protecting you. These out-of-town attorneys, you know who I'm talking about. They know who I'm talking about, who have local phone numbers, even have a local address. You're not going to be dealing with them if you call them. But if you call the law offices of Troy King, you're going to hear back from Troy. He's going to level the playing field. He's going to be a strong advocate for you. You can be sure the other side is going to have a lawyer. So you need to have a guy that's going to be working for you. And Troy's going to do that. And he's also a very easy to deal with guy. Just so down to earth. Pick up the phone. Call the guy who's still protecting you, the law offices of Troy King, at 215-4440.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Did you get a little tappity-tap?
That's Jay Scott's way of saying good morning, and guess who just showed up?
Imbo the Nimbo.
Welcome.
Oh, no!
Thank you, Rusty Aldridge, for... So we had a couple
geez.
Of... That was. Does anybody have any lubricant, Vaseline, anything that I can put in my headphone plate? Well, it just won't keep contact.
And I think it's something wrong with either the headphone jack or the headphone thing.
Well,
because you've put it in.
Are we gonna wait till
I talk about what's been put in?
You've tried everything that's still not working, so I don't necessarily know that it's going to help.
Probably the headphone jack. You want to try another pair of headphones for just a second?
I should take this jacket off and try that one. Is that what you're saying?
Those headphones are broken.
These ones are broken?
The ear falls off on the side.
Does the plug come off, though?
Yes, it does.
Oh, well, let's try that.
You can unscrew that, yes. I think. Yeah.
I've got... Oh, by the way, today's breakfast is downstairs waiting for you.
Have you tasted it downstairs yet?
No.
It's grilled smoked sausage with melted deli cheddar cheese.
Do you see the succulent cheese with melted desserts? In that? When you go downstairs.
Hey, it worked!
Oh, America.
Mark.
It's because that other one's been coated in so many different flavors of...
We don't need to talk about
that. I don't know. Try it without. See how long it works without you having to put anything on it.
I didn't. It just went right in.
Good.
I got both channels. So that's wonderful. That makes me happy. Because it's frustrating when you have these little...
It's very frustrating. You know what else is frustrating? What? Waking up thinking it's Friday.
Oh, yeah. I've had that problem every day this week.
Oh, my God.
It's the never-ending week, right?
No kidding. And I think it's not just because we did the Sunday show, which I'm really glad we did.
Yes, am I, too.
But I think it is because I think it feels more like two straight weeks instead of one long week because we didn't really have a break. We had Saturday, but that wasn't a break for Jay because he has his Saturday stuff. It wasn't a break for Rich because of the weather.
Saturday was a full day.
Yeah, and I ran down the road Friday and came back up Saturday. I'm not sure what you did Friday night and Saturday, but it just feels like a 2 week run of awesomeness, but I'm just saying.
Mrs. Ritterbull, do you remember what we did Saturday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop it.
Oh, I know what you're thinking. Well,
not that.
No. We're married.
I heard. I saw it on Facebook.
The video or the photos?
Oh, my gracious.
Oh. Hey, Keswood, this morning you're going to find out what the perfect city to live in based on your zodiac sign.
Oh, great.
The top movies that Harvey Weinstein wanted to make and didn't.
Did I hear you say he's fled the country?
That was the story, but apparently he's in Arizona.
He's in Arizona.
At a place called the Meadows. And I know about the Meadows because... They've been around a long time as a rehab center.
Yeah.
And back in the 80s, they wanted to send me to the Meadows.
Oh, it's a fancy pants rehab center.
It's expensive, yeah.
Like a spa.
They wanted to send me to the Meadows in New Jersey. And I said, no. Mm. Wasn't ready anyway.
Joycey.
Hey, and later this morning, we'll tell everybody.
So much for the success of this one.
Uh-oh. No!
No!
Don't do it!
That's not going to work. It's not going to work. It didn't work with the other one. If anything,
do we have a splitter?
If anything, it's clogging up the jack that you're putting it in, and it might be...
That could be true.
We don't have a splitter.
I tried it. I pulled it out. Now it's making contact again.
Okay.
We're flooding the listeners with these technical terms that make no sense to them.
If nothing else, we could put it
in another jack and...
Does anyone else that sits... I wonder if anybody else has those problems.
I don't know. Baron never said anything yesterday.
I didn't have any problems with it on Saturday when I was here, but that was Saturday.
So this is everybody's way of saying, Greg, it's got something to do with...
No, no. I'm just saying if it's a universal problem, then we, you know...
If it's happened to everybody's headphones, then it's the jack itself. If it's happening just yours,
that's what
then
I'm
it's
saying.
Just your headphones.
I'm just trying...
Well, I'm not kidding.
No, I'm not laughing.
This is how we fix things.
I'm laughing at you, but did you see the mic just
not
go...
Not my microphone is drooping.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, I brought these. I don't know. They're pumpkin pie flavored M&Ms.
Oh, gross.
Do you have any pumpkin spice?
No. Did you see that picture?
Oh, my God.
And this is candy corn flavored M&Ms.
Well, we'll have to get those downstairs and...
just to try. They're still sealed, by the way, for anybody curious.
Make a nice dessert for your sausage with melted cheese sandwich.
Did you know that you can make a little snack mix out of candy corn and salted peanuts, and when it all mingles in your mouth, it's like you're eating a payday, but with no caramel. What in the world is magic?
Peanut M&Ms and butter.
Oh, it's not working.
Okay.
And later this morning, will we find out anything about how people can win an Alexa?
Yeah. Y'all know about this, right? We're giving away an Alexa every weekday.
Right. Yes, of course.
For the month of October.
Yeah. You go to the website, for starters.
Yeah, you go to the Newstalk website and you get registered. We're playing the name game, so you have to put in your full name and then be listening, and we'll call out one name per day, and you have until the end of that hour to
Not to interrupt.
We should never try to explain anything until 6:30.
Yeah. We call out a name, and they have an hour to call in. If they don't do it, we call another name.
Yeah, it's an hour.
Well, you know, I was getting there, Jay. I was about to give the number that they call to claim their Amazon Echo. Man.
Oh, I will.
I know that it gets annoying when I want to beat you up, but you just make it happen.
Ooh, I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Oh, great.
Yeah, what's that number?
377-ECHO.
Oh, cool. 377-ECHO?
Yeah, and...
is there an echo in here?
Who are the fine people that are?
I was kidding there. Gulf Coast Supply and Manufacturing and Griff Paint and Auto Body, they are the ones that are on board with us, helping us out, hooking you up with an Amazon Echo. So
very cool.
We'll tell you more about them later on, but go ahead and go to our website, get registered to win. Anything else, Jay? Would you like to correct anything that I said?
No, I would not like to correct anything you said. I would like to ask Greg for a favor. My pinched nerve is back in my back, and I need laser treatment.
That's a phone call
laser.
Away.
Badly.
If is that what you were going to talk about, being annoying?
Well, no, I just, for hitting me. Please don't.
Oh. You can't hit an injured guy.
I can tell the way you are sitting right now.
I'm going to be very stiff today.
Yeah, I can see. Much.
Can you get me in today at like...
If you remind me at 8, I'll call over there and I'll have you the earliest appointment available.
You get to wear the Hulk glasses.
Thanks. He is our hookup guy. He's got me on a B-17 bomber this afternoon out at Denley Field.
You are just going to be amazed at that experience.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
And again, our thanks to Kirk, Carol, and Stan, too, from the Experimental Aircraft Association for setting up that is just the coolest thing. Oh, sitting that plane with those big engines roaring,
and we're going to get a pre-flight briefing.
Yes, they take you to do a walk around the plane, tell you kind of what to expect, and it's, you know, you're used to taking off in jets.
Yep,
taking off in a plane like this is a whole different thing. It's really, really cool. You're going to love it.
I can't wait.
I'm hoping that these eventually get me promoted from Digital Rain Gauge Boy second.
These little favors,
first class. Yeah. I mean, I do have an ulterior motive.
By the way, I spell my last name Cash, C-A-S-H.
I'll keep that in mind when I have some. 6:19, we got news. Our first look at the roads. As always, this show and this radio station appreciates the efforts of Gulf States Mobility, not only for keeping us on the radio, but for the great work they do to help folks who have caught the toughest break in life, and that's the loss of mobility, whether it's temporary or something more permanent. They restore choices to lives that have been dramatically affected with a very customized approach to each individual situation. It has to be that way because no two cases are the same. First, they address the issue in the home to make it safely navigable. If there's a staircase, that can be fixed with a chairlift, and to make sure there's ramps, rails where those are needed, to eliminate any risks to the recovery of the individual as they work to overcome the situation they're in. Restoring choices, putting people back on the road who thought they might never drive again. And James Garrett and Tommy Johnson will tell you, our clients don't want your pity. They want empowerment, and that's what they work to do. From their workshop in Wetumpka at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, their number is 514-6590, and as always, we ask you, visit them and like them on Facebook just to say, thank you, God, because I can still go where I want to go when I want to go without help. That's Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka. Herman, good morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
The EAA's got the B-17 back out there?
Yes, this weekend.
Yeah, it's awesome. I got to fly on it last time. I got the flight deck and everything. That was a great experience.
It is. But just in the plane and realizing that 10 guys used to cram into one of these things and take off in a non-pressurized aircraft, flying 20,000 feet at 60 below zero temperatures, and any mistake could end up with frostbite, stuff like that. Planes flying at you at 400 miles an hour trying to shoot you out of the sky.
There were 12,000.
There's not a lot of room to move around in on it. I was the last one on, and I was stuck in the back in a little bitty compartment. I was getting pushed.
I hope I'm not claustrophobic, but I don't think so.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's not that.
Because the windows are open the whole time, and you can act like you're shooting the machine guns and everything.
Oh, this is cool.
Rich, you can go to the open window and knock down some Nazis.
Yeah.
Go down that's
eastern,
what they did.
Go down the eastern bypass.
Out of the very window of that plane, that's what they did.
Yeah.
You can go up front and sit in the machine gunner up front, and nothing between you and the ground but glass.
It's going to be fun.
That was pretty cool.
So impressed. Well, cool. I'm glad
you
did it.
Time.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for the call.
What was the other situation?
It was K-Rod. He had heard of the pecan pie flavored M&Ms.
Oh.
And hadn't heard of the pumpkin pie flavored M&Ms.
Well, we'll run down when we have a minute and try some of those.
Yeah.
It is 6:22, news, traffic, and then the timeline for the 12th of October, which I think was the original Columbus Day, right?
It is. We're going to talk about that.
All right, great. It's all ahead.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Former Assistant Chief of the Deatsville Volunteer Fire Department, Chad Ellis, has pleaded guilty to setting 3 fires in Elmore County. But as a part of his plea deal, he'll spend no time behind bars. He's also not to have any affiliation with any fire department for the rest of his life and will undergo counseling. Jesse Madison Holton, the teen who allegedly shot his mother and father in the head, killing them September 11th of last year, he's been in the Elmore County Detention Center since he was arrested. It's been over a year, and the Elmore County Grand Jury has indicted Holton now for the deaths. His lawyer, Tom Azar, maintains his innocence. And police are investigating a robbery of a man in the 9100 block of East Chase Parkway. The victim was not injured. No other info on this crime that we're aware of at this time from the Montgomery Police Department. That's headlines. I'm Wendell J.
Today is Thursday.
I figured this might be a more gentle way to start off the day.
Thursday.
TGIT.
Thursday.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah. We got a show.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything looking good on the interstate systems, the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway. Not seeing anything on the 31s to give you any problem this morning. Taylor and Vaughn are all clear. Enroll now for admissions and financial aid for spring classes starting January 10th at Trenum State. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Thursday. We've already started drinking. Have you?
Hi, I'm Conrad Misseldine with Air Conditioning by Luquire. It's been several months since we even thought about the cold weather, but the long-range prediction for the river region is a chillier than average winter. Is your furnace up to the job, or is it time to consider getting a new one? At Luquire, we've just purchased a truckload of furnaces from Carrier so that we can offer a huge discount. These units will be in different sizes as well as both gas and electric. Now is the perfect time for you to call us and schedule a heating tune-up. But if your furnace is old, we can change it out and save you 20%. Furnaces that are several years old may become a danger to your family. So call Air Conditioning by Luquire, and we will talk with you about replacing your old unit with an up-to-date, safe Carrier furnace. Save 20% by calling us now, and you'll be ready for the colder weather that will be upon us before we know it. Don't miss out on Luquire's truckload Carrier furnace sale going on now for a limited time. Call 264-9666 or visit us online at acbyluquire.com.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates on auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Party, and soon need a good costume. I just cannot seem to find anything good online. They all show your behind, almost nude. I need a costume. Oh, guess I could be a sexy nurse or a sexy Snow White, but all the costumes are so tiny, revealing and tight. We're just a bra and pantyhose out on Halloween night. Lots of skin and my cellulite. Oh, looking for a costume, looking for a costume. One where I'm not in the nude, one where I'm not in the nude. Looking for a costume, looking for a costume. One where I won't be naked, I'm not going out there nude.
6:28 with the timeline for the 12th day of October. Here is your host, Rich Thomas.
285th day of this year. There are only 80 days left. This is Drink Local Wine Day. Boy, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. There's nothing like a good Chablis from Elmore County.
Oh. Woo!
This is National Gumbo Day.
What? Yeah. It's National Gumbo Day?
It's National Gumbo Day.
Shut up.
It is National Gumbo Day.
Ah. There's only one place to celebrate that.
That's right.
That would be the Seafood Bistro.
The Elmore County Winery.
This is Spanish Language Day. ¿Cómo está usted? ¿Qué tiene usted? ¿Qué hora est? Now you know all the Spanish I learned in 2 years of Spanish in high school.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca, Ricardo?
Hey, you watch your language. Christopher Columbus could speak Spanish. 525 years ago, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. We celebrated the day on Monday, but this is the real deal day. So while Columbus was sleeping, Christopher, I like to call him, aboard the Santa Maria, Rodrigo de Triano spotted a Bohemian island from up on the crow's nest of the Pinta. Well, Columbus renamed the island San Salvador. But you see, the king and queen of Spain had promised a reward for the first person that spotted the land. Young Rodrigo spotted the land, but Columbus collected the reward. He told Rodrigo the land he saw was probably a cloud.
Wow.
Cha-ching.
Rodrigo must have been El Stupido.
Yeah, well, he was drinking...
Or El Pissed Off.
He was drinking Elmore County wine. On this date, in 1870, Robert E. Lee died, commander of the Confederate American Northern Virginia Army. He died peacefully at his home in Lexington, Virginia, where he was 63 years old. Unless they've taken it down... There's a beautiful statue of him in Lexington on the horse.
They just renamed Lee High School in San Antonio, Texas. Let me grab this
what?
Real quick.
Joe's High School?
No, they...
Jeez.
Is this, by the way, a state holiday?
right, the day he died.
They named it Local Educational... Something that spelled out Lee is an acronym.
Oh, that's how they got around it?
I'll find it later what they're actually going
to. Wow.
It's no longer named for him.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's changed history.
Yeah.
125 years ago in 1892, the original version of the Pledge of Allegiance was first recited in public schools to celebrate the 400th anniversary of Columbus's landing. The Under God part was added in 1954. 1901, T.R. Teddy Roosevelt renames the Executive Mansion as the White House.
Racist.
1945 on this date, Private First Class Desmond D. Doss of Lynchburg is presented the Congressional Medal of Honor for outstanding bravery as a medical corpsman, the first conscientious objector in American history to receive the nation's highest military honor. And, of course, the movie Hacksaw Ridge.
I watched that movie.
What's about that? What'd you think?
I really liked it. It was really gory, but I really liked it.
Very difficult. I had to start it three times. Mm. 1955. This is an oddity, and I never knew about this. The Chrysler Corporation in 1955 on this date launched a high-fidelity record player in their 1956 lineup of cars. Now, the unit measured about 4 inches high and less than a foot wide. It was under the instrument panel. So the 7-inch disc spun at 16 and 2-thirds RPM and required almost three times the number of grooves per inch as an LP. Well, as you can imagine, the players were discontinued shortly thereafter. It didn't work. Nikita Khrushchev on this date in 1961 throws a tantrum at the United Nations. You remember this? This is when he took off his shoes and pounds the table in protest against a speech critical of the Soviet policy in Eastern Europe. This was at the UN building in New York City.
They used that image of him pounding the shoe. And I remember as a kid riding Chicago Transit Authority buses that had placards on the top that put all the ads that said, "We will bury you," trying to scare us.
Yeah. Do you remember a comedy album called The First Family?
Yes. One Meter?
Right, yes.
Oh, we've got some of that.
It's a classic. And
it's amazing.
It's got him pounding the shoe, too.
Maybe for JFK's birthday we'll play some of that.
That'd be great.
Or later in the...
Let me say this about that. our song of the day, we mentioned yesterday that Daryl Hall had a birthday yesterday. He's 71, one half of Hall & Oates. And along with John Oates, who's 69, they also had so many top 10 hits in the 70s and 80s. Back on the road again, they play Nashville Friday night. One of their biggest, summer of 75. Come on, Sarah. Will you smile for me?
Baby hair with a woman's eyes.
Rich Thomas, School of Broadcasting, says Dustin personalized that song. Your name may not be Sarah, but he was asking you to smile.
Thank you very much.
Have y'all ever called the Hall & Oates hotline?
No, what'd you say? You've talked
about it. I've heard about that. Yes, we did call that.
I'll have to Google it because I've forgotten the number, but it was years ago. You call the Hall & Oates hotline, and, you know, for Rich Girl, you press 1, or for Sarah Smile, you press 2, or, you know, it's like it's got a hand, Maneater, you press 3.
Maneater.
And so it's like on-demand Hall & Oates.
Only an idiot in the radio business would call something like that because, after all, we were playing their songs every 15 minutes.
Right, and I sure do want to hear it on a phone line.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's emergency situations, you know, and you need Hall & Oates.
Oh, God, I don't know if I'm going to tell that story, but it's too weird. We needed to hear She's Gone one night, me and my buddy, and no radio station would play it. I'm not going to tell you where we were, because that's weird enough. But we had to hear it, and we couldn't hear it, and we couldn't buy it anywhere. Anyway.
That's when you could have used the Hall & Oates hotline.
We could have used it there. On this date in 1968, the Summer Olympics began where?
Where?
Mexico City. 26 years ago, 1991, Clarence Thomas gave his televised rebuttal to Anita Hill's graphic sexual harassment allegation at the Supreme Court confirmation hearings. He angrily denied the charges and denounced the proceedings as high-tech lynching, saying, quote, "I would have preferred as an assassin's bullet to the kind I'm getting in this living hell." Okay. 1997, on this day, John Denver killed when his handmade experimental airplane that he was flying ran out of gas and crashed off the coast of Monterey Bay, California. The 53-year-old star had scored 15 songs on the Billboard Top 40 charts, 10 of them number one. They never found certain parts of his body. It's really weird. I know, it's terrible. 18 years ago, 1999, NBA and the Hall of Famer Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain died in his Los Angeles home in 63 short years. He claims that he slept with over 20,000 women. Did he count?
What a bunch of crap!
Was he guessing?
Somebody actually looked into that claim and said that's just not possible.
It's just, I mean, yeah, the number of time in every week, and I don't know. 2001, NBC announces that assistant anchorman Tom Brokaw had Tom Brokaw had contracted a form of anthrax by opening a threatening letter. I see. His assistant, Tom Brokaw's assistant, got the anthrax.
Well, I'm never actually ahead of myself, though.
All right, okay. 7 years ago in 2010, Florencio Alvarez, the Chilean miner rescued from the mining accident. Remember that one in 2010?
Yes.
The miners were trapped underground for 69 days. He was the first out. Couple of birthdays. Josh Hutcherson is 25. He's from The Hunger Games. Kirk Cameron from Growing Pains is 47. He's now a... He's kind of obsessed right now. Hugh Jackman is 49. He's a Wolverine. Adam Rich is 49. He was Nicholas Bradford on 8 is Enough. He lived a very troubled life so far. Brushes with the law, prescription drugs minus the prescriptions. Sam Moore is 82 today. Sam is from Sam and Dave, who sang Soul Man long before the Blues Brothers made it popular.
Didn't they sing Hold On, I'm Coming?
Yeah.
That is a jam. I love that.
That is one of the 8 songs that I can dance to without the benefit of any natural rhythm whatsoever.
Oh,
you know
what?
I have a list.
We're going to do that as a SOB. Not right now. Hold on. I'm coming.
Yay.
Dick Gregory would have had a birthday today. He died in 2017 last year. Earlier this year, before Richard Pryor, he was a pretty big deal. And as a matter of fact, he was an inspiration to a lot of comics. Luciano Pavarotti would have had a birthday. He died in 2007. I continue to wonder if Pavarotti was chased by paparazzi.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
I don't think so. It's Luciano. Anyway, we're 19 days away from Halloween, 24 days until daylight saving ends, 42 days till Thanksgiving, and 74 days till Christmas. Now, you're up to date on the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, at 6:39, the very professional David on the line.
If you ever want to get a good laugh, just watch the video of
Clarence Thomas using the term high-tech lynch mob, and look at Joe Biden and Teddy Kennedy's faces. I mean, utter shameful look on their faces. It is awesome.
I'd forgotten that. I barely
remember watching some of that hearing, and it didn't, you know, it just seemed like there was, the whole thing was a setup.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, how much is the ride on the B-17 now?
It's like, it's a little over $400.
Yeah, that's what I figured, because it was $300 a couple of years ago.
By the way, that is not a rip-off price. It costs a ton of money to keep those things maintained.
Right, and that's
absolutely
the reason you're doing it.
Yeah. I actually, about 20 years ago, I was at a homeowners meeting talking some business with the board of the HOA, and there was an elderly gentleman. He was talking to him and his wife were talking to me afterwards, and I noticed he had a belt buckle on with the outline of a B-17 on it, and I asked him, I said, were you in World War II flying B-17s? He said, I was a waist gunner on a B-17. And I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, what group were you with? He said, the 63rd. I said, so you were in the Schweinfurt-Regensburg raid. He said, we were shot down in that raid, and I spent the rest of my time in a prison camp.
Shot down. I mean, think about that. You know that your plane is
going down.
And
right.
Trying to get out of those was not easy.
Yeah.
No. They didn't have to bail. They actually were able to get it to the ground, crash landed. And all the crew survived, but I imagine spending a few years in a German prisoner of war camp wasn't much fun. He goes, no, not much fun at all. So, but it was an interesting story. I wish I could have had more time to talk with him about it.
I'm so excited about today. Yeah.
Oh man, I would be stoked too if I were you. Yeah. That's a bucket list thing right there.
Absolutely.
So,
David, we appreciate the call, man.
Thanks, man.
Have a great trip.
Alrighty. Mr. Sandman. Look who's here joining us at 6:41. Good morning, sir.
David.
Hey.
Good morning.
Well, I guess so. I just woke up to make a phone call.
Oh, man. Bless your heart.
We're glad we're on the other end of that call.
Yes, well. And we are still open on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. We are moving out of that building right now as we speak, but in a couple hours we'll start moving out some more.
Okay.
We've got a new location. We'll open up in a couple of weeks.
You want to announce where that's going to be, or are you going to wait?
It's going to take us a little while to move out.
Okay, I got you.
I had over 1,500 mattresses and box springs in that warehouse.
Wow.
So, it's going to be fun. It's a lot of, but we're selling things, and so if you come in, we're going to make you a deal now, and we're making deals in Millbrook also. So I don't forget the Millbrook store. In Montgomery, you can't see half of our inventory or our selection because that was in the showroom that really burned.
Right.
But in Millbrook, you can see everything. You can see the latex. You can see the Scandinavians. You can see the less expensive products. But, our luxury products are all on display, the Jameson latex. So... And we've got new stock in an off-site warehouse I already had. So,
David, would you characterize this as a sale?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's a real sale. I mean, it's probably going to be an if you ain't picky sale. if you don't mind the fact that the bags may have a little soot on them, we're trying to wipe them down. Before we let people take them out. But people are coming in and they're. Actually, we've had a great week. And last week after the fire, we were, kind of shocked at how many people came in. Of course, everybody's looking for me to give them stuff, but that's not happening. We actually have to sell a little bit of it because the insurance didn't pay for everything. So,
people love you, man. That's why they're coming in.
Yeah.
Well,
that's true.
I appreciate that. But people love a sale also.
Sure.
So, yeah. But, yeah, we're open and running. Come see us. We'd love to take care of you. We're on the Atlanta Highway, sort of, right across from the Dairy Queen. In a couple of weeks, we'll be across from Faulkner. But in Millbrook, we're 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side and open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
All righty, David. Thanks for checking in with us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, you too, man.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Lots of sunshine today. The humidity is slightly lower, but you almost have to imagine that in your mind. High around 87. Mostly clear tonight. Not quite as warm. Overnight low 64 tomorrow. Partial sunshine. Rain chances not zero, but about 10%. High temperature close to 90, upper 60s tomorrow night. Rain chances a little under 20% on Saturday with a high around 87, mostly sunny. And then 86 on Sunday with widely scattered storms, especially by evening as a front approaches. That's the front we've been waiting for, the nice one that will deliver some much nicer air by the time Monday gets here. This morning with clear skies, slightly lower humidity by just a smidge. Temperature is 71 now at 644.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decor. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
All right, more stuff on the Harvey Weinstein scandal, and hey, something new on Star Wars 8 that I, your Star Wars correspondent here on the radio, can put together for you. That's coming up at the Cheap and Trashy at 6:45. You want to win an Amazon Echo? Here's how you do it.
I'm Alexa. Would you like to win an Amazon Echo from Blue Water Broadcasting?
Blue Water Broadcasting is teaming up with Gulf Coast Supply to give away the Amazon Echo.
We'll be playing the name game.
Log on to our station website and submit your full name. We'll randomly draw one winner and announce their name.
You have the rest of that hour to call in and claim your Amazon Echo.
Gulf Coast Supply, a leader in the metal roofing industry for two decades, is opening a location in Montgomery.
Listen to win a free Amazon Echo from Gulf Coast Supply and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. I can choose to be happy today. In 2004, Malcolm Myatt, a retired truck driver, spent 19 weeks in the hospital following a stroke. He lost feeling in his left side, some of his short-term memory, and the ability to feel sadness. But Malcolm sees this as an advantage. I'm never depressed, he says. Being sad wouldn't help anything anyway. I would definitely rather be happy all the time than the other way around. His wife says that Malcolm is now like a big kid. When he starts laughing, everyone in the room laughs with him, and that everyone misses him when he's not there. Fortunately, we don't need to have a stroke in order to be happy. In fact, Proverbs 15:15 reminds us that for the despondent, every day brings trouble. But for the happy in heart, life is a continual feast. So I can choose to be happy today. And I'm going to do it. That'll be good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
20% off, 20% off. Take up to 20% off every select new car, truck, and SUV on our lot at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. So don't miss out. We're taking up to 20% off MSRP on every, and we mean every, select new 2017 Dodge Chrysler and Jeep. We're even taking 20% off new 2017 Ram trucks, like a new 2017 Ram 1500. Lease just $299. $9 per month. Plus, our lenders can get just about anyone approved. And Brubaker will take any trade-in, regardless of year, make, model, or how much you owe. Remember, all that matters is what you pay. And you pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Every select new 2017 car, truck, and SUV. Now up to 20% off MSRP during Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or online at Brubaker.com.
Qualified license, 36-month base, 10,000 miles per year. Security deposit waived, $299. Exception plus tax, tag, title, doc, destination, and acquisition fees. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity. Make you refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Hey, everybody. Troll pal, Sky Mosley, reminding you not to call David Ernest if you trust the government $19 trillion in debt to provide for your retirement. That's right. Also, don't call David at Ernest Financial if you prefer to pay all the taxes the government allows.
Hello, this is David Ernest of Ernest Financial, inviting you to join Sky, Matthew, and myself every Thursday night between 6 and 8 p.m. at Folklorelli's Pizza on Atlanta Highway and get 40% off. Just say the magic words, reverse compound interest, to receive your 40% discount.
As always, the Professor of Prosperity offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Just call 334-279-7431 to set up your appointment. David wants to provide you with information formerly known to only the very wealthy and elite. 334-279-7431 for all your financial needs.
Ah!
Igor, don't you just love the sound of thunder?
No, no, Dr. Frankenstein. It's scary.
But I need a lightning bolt to bring the monster to life.
Actually, lightning is scary. A single strike within a mile of your home can send a tidal wave of voltage through the wires, burning out your computers, TVs, and GFCI plugs, even refrigerators and ovens.
Oh, drat! Missed us again.
But here's the good news. The trained technicians at Crosby Electric can install an economical whole house system to protect you from electrical surges caused by lightning, downed power lines, nearby factories, or just the recycling of your own appliances.
Igor, why am I not getting a surge?
Well, I have a pretty good hunch.
Why, yes, Igor, and a fine hunch it is.
Igor ordered whole house surge protection from Crosby Electric. So should you. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, apparently, the reaction to the Harvey Weinstein situation has pretty much gotten around everybody in Hollywood except for a few people, like Lindsay Lohan, who posted this video yesterday.
Hi, this is Lindsay Lohan. I'm in Dubai. I'm home. I feel very bad for Harvey Weinstein right now. I don't think it's right what's going on. I think Georgina needs to take a stand and be there for her husband. And he's never harmed me or done anything wrong to me. And we've done several movies together. And so I think everyone needs to stop. I think it's wrong. So she stand up.
Yeah, she stood up for Harvey Weinstein. And then not too long later, after being told,
"You are an idiot!"
pulled the video down and apologized.
Wow.
Stupid. I mean, you got to be extra special stupid. When you want to talk about sexism in the workplace, why not invite known liberal Ed Asner in to explain?
Ed Asner, who helped demonstrate the changing culture of independent women in the workplace for millions of Americans each week. Ed Asner, wow, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you. And not even a kiss for me.
No, nothing, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, ask for a kiss when you're about to explain sexism in the workplace. Lou Grant, I don't know that I can watch you anymore on the Mary Taylor Made Show.
Taylor Made.
All right, I promised you the latest on Star Wars 8.
You got news?
I am not going to disappoint. Here is a thorough preview.
Star Wars 8, The Last Jedi, is coming. And this Star Wars film is so completely different than all the other Star Wars movies. Complete with Wookiees, talking cyborgs, stormtroopers, good versus evil, and lightsabers. So unique, so original, so distinct. It's like nothing you haven't seen 7 times before. Coming this December for Star Wars suckers everywhere.
6:52. You know, one of the problems is when you lecture America on your late night talk show. And by the way, all three shows, Colbert, Kimmel, and Fallon together, are hitting about 6 or 8 million people combined. 8 million total.
Yeah.
Jay Leno was averaging 6 million a night before he retired. So whatever they think they're accomplishing, it's certainly not helping their ratings. And then When you lecture America, some people may go back and take a look at your past and come up with stuff like this on Jimmy Kimmel.
I've stuffed something in my pants, and you're allowed to feel around on the outside of the pants. You have 10 seconds to then guess what is in my pants.
So tell us again about misogyny and Hillary Clinton, Jimmy. Please. We love being lectured. CNN dumped Kathy Griffin from their New Year's Eve live show.
Right.
They brought in Andy Cohen to take her place.
I never watched CNN for my New Year's Eve entertainment to begin with.
I don't know that too many people did.
I was going to say.
I always think of Dick Clark, you know?
I would always see the embarrassing outtakes the day after.
Yeah.
When she would say something completely drunk and stupid.
Yeah, to go along with that point I just made. I rarely stay up until midnight for New Year's Eve anyway.
Yeah, I'm that way too. I made it to 11 o'clock last year.
Now, here's a story I have to check out and get some further information, but apparently Alec Baldwin had another one of his public meltdowns. For a guy as ill-tempered as he is, he sure gets... We don't want to mention the baseball playoffs last night, but the Yankees will be playing the Houston Astros.
Mm. Oh, Ben. I was having a good morning till just...
I was watching the... I watched it through up until the ninth inning. And I was like, all right, guys, you got a chance here, 3-2. You can, you're only one run down. You've got one more inning to get it done. And then, boom, score two runs.
I woke up
5-2.
When it was, when they scored the two runs.
What was the final? 5-2?
Yeah, 5-2. Hey, you know, I think the Indians just got freaked when they were in Yankee Stadium because Yankee Stadium was loud and proud. They were, the Indians had that deer in the headlights. Look at them. I don't think they ever played in front of a crowd like that.
It's intimidating and to be in Yankee Stadium, you know, in a situation like that. It's awful after winning so many games in a row to collapse like that.
Later on this morning, the top movies Harvey Weinstein wanted to make but didn't. Yes, it's, of course it's going to be a weak attempt at comedy. But it always gives me a chance to use my...
Number five!
And that's the main reason that is happening. I got a sweet ride in the parking lot. Not just because it's a sweet ride, but I've got chocolate in it. The homemade, I was serving that on my show yesterday afternoon.
Homemade chocolate?
Yes, I was trying to convince... Stella was our guest co-host.
I just love her.
She's awesome.
She's amazing.
She is awesome. But we were talking about the power of chocolate, mm-hmm. and it's... I believe my chocolate has even more special powers. The stuff I make, it's antidepressant in nature. Makes you feel good.
You make chocolate?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Is it supposed to be like aphrodisiac qualities? Did I hear that?
Well, no, what I was saying yesterday was some guys, you know, have their ways, old lines and stuff like that.
You've got,
you know, the old see my etchings kind of thing. And...
Hey, guys, Baron Coleman here from...
Excuse me, Baron, I'm sorry. Now I've got mouse issues. Baron, you'll be back in a minute. Trust me. Hey, want to come up and see my etchings or whatever stupid thing? I used to say, hey, instead of having dessert here, come to my place and I'll make you a hot fudge sundae. I make my own chocolate. Worked every time.
So it worked. All right.
Well, I mean, women hear it all, so...
All right, guys, did you hear that?
They wanted to, you know, okay, let's see if it's really... And it was.
What if she responded with, no, thank you, I don't like chocolate? What was your plan B?
Well, then you knew.
She was...
Can I buy a car for you?
Yeah, if the hot fudge plan didn't work,
yes.
How about a nice Corvette? What I've got in the parking lot now that I'm all grown up is a nice Nissan Rogue from Jack Ingram, signature pre-owned cars. It's our third purchase. I would never ask you with any sponsor to spend, you know, your money at a place I haven't spent my own. And it's one of the, when I look back at 2017, it'll go down as one of my smart decisions. Thanks to Donnie Turner, because Donnie, you know, looking at some damage, somebody rear-ended the Fusion I was driving. He said, you know, you really got to think, given the mileage, you got to think about trading this in. So I went to see Tip Thames. I said, Tip, I would like to get a 2017 SUV. I would like to put no money down, get the lowest possible interest rate, and get a 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty and lower my monthly payment significantly. He did it all. I got all of that in a 2017 Signature pre-owned with 1,700 miles, the depreciation's paid for, and I lowered my monthly payment by $120. They also have a category of cars under 10. I think the most expensive of those 16 is only $6,800. But if you have a new driver in the family, you need an extra car, this is the place to get it because these cars have three things in common. Pristine bodies that have good vehicle histories, interiors that were well-maintained, and engines that are ready to deliver reliable driving miles. And that's what you want. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or online at jackingramsignatureusedcars.com. Fresh edition of Fox News coming up, and then Jay's got random facts. Don't forget, following that will be a $10 Food Outlet Pop.
quiz.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and maybe you've been thinking about purchasing a new utility vehicle, but good grief, have you seen and priced those things lately? Now, I don't need some souped up desert racing or mountain climbing machine, but a traditional rugged UTV for chores around my home, business, or hunting property. So if you're like me, I'd like to introduce you to the best kept secret in utility vehicles, the Landstar by American Landmaster. These rugged and dependable vehicles start out at only $46.99 for the two-wheel drive models, and the four-wheel drive models start at only $66.99. The Landstar is made in the USA and equipped with Kohler and Honda engines that carry a three-year warranty. And this month, we're offering 0% interest for 36 months or monthly payments starting as low as $93. So if you're in the market for a traditional, rugged, and dependable UTV, come by and test drive the Landstar exclusively at CTE Outdoor Power, I-5 at Perry Hill Road, and CTE Outdoor Power.